And rationally speaking, when it came to the concept of the Trinity, Jordan Peterson went from the objective to the subjective. They work on extreme, complicated models in rocket science from 9 to 5, and they go home at 6 p.m. and they worship a monkey or a rat. And I'm not saying...
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa li salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasuluh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm sure there's been quite a few reactions and comments on this latest podcast between Dr. Jordan Peterson and Muhammad Hijab. And I'd like to give some feedback on it. If you reach so far, please make sure you check out the description and the links in the description to support this dawah. And also, if you guys are looking for personal development and coaching, counseling, we have the right team. Please check out, again, the description is the link, and book a session today. So let's get straight into it. Dr. Jordan Peterson and Muhammad Hijab. And what started this discussion was some comments made by Dr. Jordan Peterson on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on Islam, on one of these podcasts. I believe it was with Joe Rogan. And he called the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a warlord. And I believe Muhammad Hijab did a good job at addressing that. And to an extent, Dr. Jordan Peterson apologized. Dr. Jordan Peterson is an intellectual, a psychologist. He is a clinical psychologist. He's a very smart man. From the standpoint of being smart, from a dunya perspective, how many people smarter than him before, it didn't benefit him when it came to the Akhirah? Point number one, I was quite shocked to see, even though, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen yet a lot of his podcasts fully. I've seen some of his clips, mashallah. There's a lot of intersectional ethics and shared values that we have with him. And that's why a lot of the Muslim men follow him. He talks about the family. He talks about traditional values from a Judeo-Christian perspective. So a lot of the Muslims follow him, actually. What I was shocked, though, to see is that he is quite deeply grounded in Christian theology and values. Meaning, not that he knows it only, but that he's affected by it. That people who are not able to detach themselves philosophically from a thinking perspective, they don't even know it, will fall into this mistake. When Muhammad Hijab was discussing with him the unity, the monotheistic, pure monotheistic aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he failed to grasp that. Why? Because you can have the smartest person, rocket scientist, and you do, among certain religions, they apply principles of reason and intellect at their workplace in certain categories. And when it comes to the Akhirah, or what happens after death, when it comes to the concept of God or the creator of the heavens and the earth and the possibility of such, you find them capitulating their intellect. They work on extreme, complicated models in rocket science from 9 to 5, and they go home at 6 p.m. and they worship a monkey or a rat. And I'm not saying he's doing that, but I'm giving you an example of where it happens to certain people. So just because someone is an intellectual does not mean that this will benefit them. Specifically with the most important point, which is Tawheed, monotheism. That's why people keep saying, guys, keep talking about Tawheed, Tawheed, Tawheed all the time. That is the foundation of the Qur'an. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ As some of the scholars said, it's a third of the Qur'an. No matter what the person will do, if they're not guided, if Allah doesn't choose for them by His own arbitration, He knows exactly. And I'm going to use this word because He is the one who knows what's in your heart, whether you deserve guidance or not, with what you have in the heart. On a rational perspective, Dr. Jordan Peterson, just from a worldly, secular perspective, he failed to to understand what Muhammad Hijab was saying with regards to the unity of God, His perfect attributes, the divine message, and the concept of pure monotheism in Islam, and how that relates to how Muslims run their life, or try, and the theory versus the practice. There was a lot of pragmatic discussions about impersonal pragmatics. Dr. Jordan Peterson, he's got his own philosophy mixed with Christian theology, and he basically brings to the table what he thinks. He's making up his own deen. And he wanted to understand Muhammad Hijab's perspective from a pragmatic perspective. And they discussed this, and they were careful with terms. They have to reconsider terms, redefine terms, and that's fine. We appreciate that. But what he has failed to grasp from a rational perspective, the concept of Tawheed. And it came again and again over the history of mankind, the same mistake that the mushrikeen do. There's something there. The word mysterious was used again, failing to define something or failing to be able to grasp something, as opposed to recognizing, as he does in science and when he approaches his studies and his thesis, when something fails to be realized, then you say, why and what happened? He didn't do that. And that's the mistake of the world when they try to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of the realm of wahi, of revelation, from their own minds only. This is the problem. Throughout the centuries, the same mistake by the smartest and the stupidest, has been done when it comes to understanding, grasping the uniqueness, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfection as compared to the systems that they have, because that's what you're putting on the table. You're representing not your own understanding, you're representing first and foremost the theory. Put aside the practice. The practice depends on the person who practices it, whether they have a bad day or a good day. That's not the standard. If you're going to debate people's interpretation of Islam, well, that debate can last forever. We are here looking at a system. We're looking here at what is Islam and where Islam stands for. Well, maybe this is where I think it's difficult in such discussions. I believe Muhammad Hijab tried his best. I like the brother. He's a smart man. Muhammad Hijab is a smart man. You might have differences with him, but he's a smart guy. But he failed to maximize that opportunity to bring Islam. He tried, but it's not easy in these discussions, because Jordan Peterson took it from the rationale, from the objective to the subjective, and it kept going on. I'm quite disappointed from an intellectual like him. And rationally speaking, when it came to the concept of the Trinity, Jordan Peterson went from the objective to the subjective, from the measurable and scientific to the emotional, that there has to be a relationship that needs to be there in order to make, as he said, human beings, prophets specifically, an element of the divine, or an element of the divine in them. And this is where he failed to understand again. And Muhammad Hijab tried to explain to him, but again, because maybe the limitations, that the element of the divine is the wahi. The wahi is the speech of God. And I think that's where, see, in these kind of situations, I don't know what I would have done in that situation myself, so I'm not blaming Muhammad Hijab. But these kind of discussions are tough, because he was not successfully able to express, for example, the Quran is the wahi, revelation of God, is the word of God verbatim, that it is divine attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why we follow it, and that it itself is a perfection, and that what the humans are doing, they talked about war, they talked about the outcomes of people's interpretations and actions, which most people judge Islam based on. That's the problem in the first place, brothers and sisters. That's why we are in the mess that we are today, because of a double standard, which was very clear again through Jordan Peterson. And I have to commend Muhammad Hijab for doing a very great job at keep going exposing this point. Because Muhammad Hijab is a good debater. So he was able to catch Jordan Peterson of this double standard, even though he was very polite. Much more, the Muslims are not so productive. Why not? Because he's trying to say that they're lazy and they're not smart and they're not educated. Well, you know, but Muhammad Hijab right away responded with the GDP and the statistics. Well, the Muslims and what's happened with the wars and the world is looking at them. What do you mean? Like, is Islam and the Muslims are the boogeyman and the whole world is spectating and they expect us to do what? So Muhammad Hijab clearly said, but look, wait a second. He gave, again, a very scientific response with evidence that Christianity is number one when it comes to wars and killing. Well, thank you, Dr. Jordan Peterson, for recognizing. And especially he alluded to, I think he could have been more clear in apologizing with what he said about the Prophet ﷺ, that he was a warlord. Of who really was a warlord? Talking about colonialism and the history and making Dr. Peterson to admit that, you know what, you're right. But Dr. Peterson was playing and that's where you don't have a standard. Muhammad Hijab can be held to the standard of Islam to an extent. But Dr. Peterson is like, okay, well, he's a Christian, but he's not, but he's a philosopher, but he's not, he's a pragmatic, what is he? And that's why he said, well, I'm not saying that Christianity is not to be blamed for, the West is not, but what I'm trying to say, so it's like, always the light and the scrutiny is on Islam. Yes, he was very polite, and I like him. I like Dr. Jordan Peterson, he's an academic, he's smart. But he was not smart enough when it came to Tawheed. And he was not able to move or separate himself from the psychological influences of being raised in a Judeo-Christian tradition, Christian specifically, with the Trinity, how much the Trinity and the concept of the Trinity can impact a person's judgment. That three is one and one is three, in the end, he used the word mysterious more than once. Now, the concept of these defensive wars and so on. Because in reality, we have to be academically honest. When you study throughout the history, the theory of defensive wars, and it fails. Yes, there was defensive wars, but not what Muhammad Hijab is trying to push here. And I understand that they're trying to build bridges, but I think, academically speaking, the evidence will go against them. And it's better to be as honest as possible, and they're saying that honesty is what they want. So inshallah, I think it was just because of the discussion and the nature of discussion that was not clearly stated. And of course, the concept of totalitarianism, I think that was misunderstood also by Muhammad Hijab and what he was trying to do, maybe for the sake of building bridges. Well, again, when you study the aspect of Islam, لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّ. Yes, a person can maintain their deen. Yes, a person can they're not compelled. But in the end, Islam has to rule everything. Again, this is academically speaking. Don't take it out of here and trying to say I'm pushing this and that and terrorism. When you look academically at what Islam, the text of Islam, has it accommodated and protected people of different faiths? Yes, but within the boundaries of Islam. I mean, democracy is being shoved on people's throats. Whether you like it or not, wars are going to come to your country if you don't accept democracy. And they will smash your currency. And. But in the end, Islam is to be above everything. Within that being above anything, people have rights, different religions are protected. To the point that the Prophet said that a dhimmi or a person who is under the protection of Islam, if he's hurt by a Muslim, that Muslim will not smell the fragrance of paradise, even if it smelled from long, long distance. The Prophet was very clear. So terrorism fails here. Killing innocent people fails here. May Allah bless our brother Muhammad Hijab for doing this. I think he's an extremely smart man. I do advise him to be careful with philosophy. Al-falsafa is something that many of the scholars have warned against. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be an intellectual, understand and talk. And you have to be smart, but you have to be very careful. Some have outrightly denied it. You're discussing with some rules and regulations that are set from philosophy, which is a science created by men. There's principles and arguments, as you've said. Some of the tough words, maybe in definitions that the two guys were using, maybe you don't understand, but they are from principles established by human beings that have developed over the years. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was one of the great debaters who understood. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah debated some of the philosophers on their principles. Imam Ghazali definitely had a lot to say about that, and many others. Not everyone can do it. It is dangerous. As you can see in such a discussion about an hour and 40 minutes, the structure was not very clear. Could a lot have been said, more said? Yes. Was a lot said? Yes. I think the realization, the achievements is that at least Dr. Jordan Peterson realized that he made some mistakes. He was humble enough to admit it. Hope to call more to Tawheed, to call more to the infallibility of Islam as opposed to pragmatic applications of Islam to him or Dr. Jordan Peterson or Muslims or non-Muslims or whoever, or how people understand Islam or how people spectate the world of Islam and what the world expects from the Muslims. Islam is not personalized in the Muslim. Cannot be personified. Islam is a system. Islam is submission that is based on the Quran and Sunnah, which are divinely revealed, wahi, infallible. And that's something that I think Muhammad Hijab has to push more, because Jordan Peterson has no system, cannot be held to any standard other than rationale and philosophy and policies. So, but Muhammad Hijab can because of Islam. So Jordan Peterson is probably hungry for a system, for something. He's looking around in the world and not able to see a perfect system. And because of his ignorance, and we excuse him, he is ignorant from Islam. He is ignorant. Why not use the principles that I use from my 9-to-5 job and what I build my career upon on this discussion as well, or that point anyway. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.